What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Can you smell it? The freshly cut grass. The warm weather creeping in, Carl. Pitchers and catchers reporting in Florida. And the Atlanta Braves are just four big moves away from being legit World Series contenders.
All right, look, you are going down a path right now. You just killed my parade conversation, and now you want to crap on the Braves. Is there anything else on this Valentine's Day that you want to get out?
No, I just think the Braves are a couple of starting pitchers and a couple of relievers short. You don't? Come on.
I don't think we're that far off.
Oh, no.
I don't. Ozzie, by the way, we're talking about the state of the roster. Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Ozzie Albies.
Yep.
Season was cut short again. Injuries. Only played in 99 games last year. Second time in three seasons he's played in less than 100 games. Okay. We know when Ozzie's healthy, he's a monster. But he hit 251, 10 home runs. So what's the prognosis here? What are you thinking about Ozzie? Because this, to me, is the bigger thing. Like, when we talk about how this team is going to be, it's this stuff much more to me than it is the moves that need to be made as we talk about whether it's pitching or bullpen, et cetera. It's can Ozzie, all right, and it's not just him, stay healthy. Can Riley and Olson and all the guys that had some kind of injury, Sean Murphy, everybody that was affected last year, you would hope that that's just one of those things where you go, all right, it's a fluke thing. Everybody took an injury and it's not going to happen again.
Okay. Can I stop you right there just
yes.
for 1 second?
Yes.
That is exactly why my concern is with the pitching.
Okay.
Because I think everybody out there is assuming what you just said, that Ozzie and Murphy and Olson and Riley.
They're not.
And Acuna are all going to be back to the baseball card, which is all of them potential all-stars. So if that's a given, which I don't think it's fair to say that it is, but that seems to be the general narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you need to look at the pitching. And you have, this is just, it is what it is. You have Chris Sale, who was a revelation last year, and you're hopeful that he can continue that. Okay, fine. I'll give you Chris Sale. Let's say he's 80% of what he was last year. That's still an all-star. That's still a Cy Young contender.
Still really good.
Still really good. Reynaldo Lopez is a giant question mark simply because
breakout year.
He's encroaching on territory he's just never been in before. Do you need to use a six-man rotation for those two? Because you did last year. So that means you're counting on and another one from Gwinnett to have to come up every few days and potentially make a start. They chose not to get a guy like a Flaherty or a Scherzer, a proven commodity guy, at a little bit of a higher price. Mind you, Carl, for the last 3 years, we cut a $20 million check for Charlie Morton every single year.
We did, but he stayed healthy.
That
was the key.
It was. So now you're looking at the rotation of Strider coming back, let's say, in May. We don't know what he's going to be. This is his second major arm surgery. And then you're giving Grant Holmes and Ian Anderson a shot to stick and stay. That's your rotation. So if I'm giving you an 80% Chris Sale, that's the one thing you can be confident in. The rest of the rotation You're sort of gritting your teeth and bearing it and hoping that these guys can replicate what they've done. And then the bullpen, there's even a bigger risk being taken by making an assumption that guys like we joked around before, but in all seriousness, and we'll talk to Brandon Gaudin about this, that Pierce Johnson, Aaron Bummer, Dylan Lee, and Daisbell Hernandez, between the four of them, you can find a combination to get you to Raisel Iglesias.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You're exactly right. That's exactly what's going to happen. In the meantime, through the first half of the season, as you evaluate where you're at and what you may need, don't downplay that AA is going to potentially do something when needed, if needed, at the trade deadline. But yes, you're absolutely right. That is what they are going to do. And here's the other side of this. When you talk about the pitching aspect of this, with all those injuries, here's the other side of it. When you say that seems to be the general consensus, and it is, I think, for Braves fans who understand, when you're scoring runs, now I'm putting pressure on the opposing team's pitcher to keep up. We didn't have that element last year. So if in fact things play out the way they do, I'm not telling you that starting pitching doesn't matter. It does. I would even tell you that having a stronger bullpen at this point in MLB is even more of a surefire thing to get you to a World Series than it is to have three or four top-notch starters. The Dodgers are an aberration. That's a different world. Nobody's doing that. Most teams can't. But I would tell you that your conversation about the bullpen is legit. I don't debate anything that you're saying. But right now, this is how it's going to work. And I also think you are believing, and if you're Alex Anthopoulos or you're Snicker, that we're going to score runs, Chris. That we're not going to be putting up one or two runs every night and struggling and then worrying about why our pitchers can't hold up. If you're putting up five runs a game, now that's a different element. And that's what I think this lineup is capable of. Is it as good as our World Series lineup a few years ago? I don't know. I'm hoping Profar is really good.
If he has the type, but again, here's the you're if we're noticing a theme here, Carl.
Because here's the thing, Olsen is, from a number standpoint, just numbers. He has replaced those numbers that Freddie did, but Freddie had clutch, and Freddie just showed you again with the Dodgers what that is about. That is the one element that I'm concerned about with Olsen. It's not the number or just the production. If I told you he's going to hit this, have this many home runs, I'm guaranteeing you he's going to be closer, probably hit it. It's the clutch that I'm concerned about. That's why I can't compare those two rosters when you start saying, because Acuna's here, Riley was there. There are some guys that were already here during that run. But that's the thing. Go ahead. What were you going to say about the other side
of this? Profar.
Yes.
Again, here's the thing. If you look at his numbers through the course of his career, last year was the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Aberration, not the norm. So you're hoping that a decade into his career, he found something that he's going to be able to replicate. And I'm just saying that, yes, we all had egg on our face with Sale because there was a lot of us.
Whoa. Most people.
Anyone who felt like it wasn't going to work. I'm putting my hand up included.
Yes, because I told you not to worry about it.
Yeah, I was worried about it. Full disclosure. And just like I was worried about Kelton.
Yes.
But the thing is, how many times are you going to hit on that same strategy? It's such a risk-heavy strategy to continue to take these chances on guys
that
are going to be boom or bust.
Well, but that's what everybody's doing. I mean, we haven't even talked about the thing that I've been most upset about today because we've been talking about all this other stuff.
Oh, that's right, the rankings.
Yes, I can't believe that our guy, my guy, Acuña for Life, has been disrespected in the way that he has. And if you haven't seen this, again, MLB, right? It's MLB who came out with this, Chris?
It's list season. Yeah, MLB.com.
And so they come out and they say, oh, yeah, by the way, let us show you our top players in Major League Baseball. So they give you the top 10.
Top 100 they did.
And I'm like, okay, so where's Acuña? Because somebody tell me what Bobby Witt Jr. has done. Oh, he's a great shortstop for the – I don't care. He's not done what Acuña's done.
No.
He had a great season. He's not been that guy. Juan Soto, for all the conversation, tell me what he's done. Exactly. I'm like, wait a minute, where's Acuña in this? So I'm looking at the names. I'm not going to debate Shohei.
No.
Duh. I'm not going to debate Aaron Judge.
No.
I'm not even going to debate Mookie Betts.
No.
But when you start talking about some of these other guys that are on this list, and I'm going, wait a minute, wait, where is Acuña? How is he not in the top 10? Now, what was he, 16?
16. And here's the caveat. The list is, literally by name, the top 100 players right now. So they're taking into account what happened last year.
Coming off the injury.
So they're saying that he dropped out of the top 10 because for the second season out of the last four, he couldn't stay on the field. Is that fair? Is that fair?
Yeah, I still think he should be top 10.
I do too, but
if you're telling me that's how they put this list together, because I saw this and went, whoa, wait a minute.
Is Mike Trout on? I don't think Mike Trout's on it.
Mike Trout's not on it. Injured.
But is he one of the 10 best players in baseball? That's the difference.
I'm shaking my head. Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We're not on TV.
Yes. The conversation has gotten so intense that Carl is.
I'm shaking my head. Yes. You guys tell us 404-726-0929. We hadn't really even talked about this today. I saw this. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Shohei Ohtani is hands down the best player in Major League Baseball. And Aaron Judge is a close second. Everybody else on this list, like as good as Mookie Betts is, you could even argue Freddie Freeman might be more important to the Dodgers than Mookie.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He was incredible during the postseason.
Yes. Yeah. And so, like, as you start breaking this down, here's the crazy thing, though. There are three Dodgers in the top 10. And that's the part about them just spending money upon money and not giving a crap about anything. But, you know, like, for example, Gunnar Henderson. Most of you don't even know who he is.
Or what team he plays.
Or where he plays. Great player for the Orioles, right? And the Orioles are supposed to be on the come. They got new ownership, right? This is all baseball, hardcore stuff. But he is a really good player. He's not Ronald Acuña Jr. He's not even close. So I just think, you know, again, you see this, but Ronald will have an opportunity to prove, and by the way, prove again that he's one of the greats. He said today he's 90 to 95% recovered from the ACL. As far as him, you know, how he feels, he says, I feel great.
But he ain't playing, though.
When they tell me I may need to be there that day, I'll be there. So they have not given him a set timetable, meaning, hey, he will be back on this day and will play this amount of innings and blah, blah, blah. But I think more than anything, he's going to get some at-bats, some DH stuff, right?
No games in spring training.
No games.
Just some off-the-field, backfield, secondary team type stuff.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay. Yeah, he's so damn good. He could just step on. He's one of those guys. Like the guy that steps into the gym for your b-ball game.
Yes.
And he doesn't even warm up, and then he just starts scoring. I don't know. That's Ronald Acuña Jr. when it comes to hitting a baseball.
I totally agree. So with that said, that's how the Braves are going to handle this. Similar situation with Strider, though, right? Similar situation with Strider as far as.
But they think he could be back sooner, is what I understand.
Yeah.
They're saying he could be back within a 30-day period of when the regular season starts. That, in fact, I believe that's what AA said on this very radio station. So they're optimistic about him, and they said he's ahead of schedule.
My man Bo Johnson just hit me up. Okay. You guys hear Bo Johnson with Andy and Randy. He said Trout is 39 on the list. That's crazy.
39?
That's crazy.
Well,
Bo Johnson, thank you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look it up in the break.
And you guys, you'll see Bo at the ballpark this year, too. You know he does stuff down
there.
Tip
your servers.
No doubt. 39, that's crazy.
But here's the thing. I would have to go, and I guess if you go to Mike Trout's stats page and you look up how many games he's played over the last couple of years.
That's been the issue?
That's got to be, because it's not a talent thing.
No, he's
one of the 20 most talented people to ever play the game. So, all right, I'm looking at his
Last three years.
Let's go to games played. 29 last year, 82 in 2023,
of 162.
119 in 2022, and 36 in 2021.
That's the issue.
There it is.
That's the issue.
He was healthy from 2012 through 2019. He was an all-star every year.
Yep.
And he played at least 130 games.
Well, that's when everybody said he was on pace to break all the records.
Since then, he hasn't played 120 games.
Mm. All right.
That's why he's 39.
We will see how the Braves handle the pitching, the bullpen, guys coming off these injuries and all of that.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.